backwards. All right, so we've got some audio for you here. We want to do a little all-time e-break type bit. But more on that. Here's Dan.
Well, and this is Blake said something happened on our show this week, which he feels is Mozart-level e-break listenable. Like he said, there's a lot of layers. There's so many levels. Would that be right, Blake? Is that how you presented it to me?
Yeah, when it happened, it was obviously funny in the moment, but upon going back and reviewing it further, there's a ton there.
Okay, and we have a couple e-breaks from the past that we feel like they were a very high-level e-break, and that this one would rank up against those. That's according to Blake. So should we play our new one first and then the old ones, or the old ones and then see if Blake was right? Let's do that.
Yeah, let's go
old.
Let's
play the old ones, and then we'll see if Blake is right. And does this new one, should it be on this little mini Mount Rushmore of e-breaks? So, of course, the one I already mentioned. It's the Norm Mozart one when they're talking to a guy about who wrote a book about how to be great, or what some of the greats of the past have done to make themselves great, something like that. I don't know. But this was what came out of that conversation.
It's impossible, basically, and you got to just persist and keep going. I knew that, you know, I got one, I started shooting, and you just kind of keep going and hoping. So.
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
You might have been thinking Picasso.
Yeah, okay.
And that's one of those dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
100. Do the athletes understand it?
Okay, so we always say this. Every time you listen to one of these, you hear something new.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have five things for you here. Some of them we mentioned every time. The first
five
one,
plays you might have missed.
Five key plays you might have missed. The first one is the double smack at the beginning.
Yeah.
You just kind of keep going and hoping.
Smack one. Smack two.
When Mozart.
So there's a double smack. When the guy says, whoa, music, when Norm says, whoa, music, the guy feebly says, what?
He just paints.
Wait.
I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible
painter. It's whoa, music, what, whoa, yeah.
Music.
What?
That?
But oh, then wait. The guy says, yeah.
Boy, music.
Boy.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the ha-ha-ha that the guy tries to give courtesy laughter for.
Music.
You might have been thinking Picasso.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
one of those dudes.
That?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Fake.
The totally fake.
Yeah.
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 Oh, man. I love just breaking down the tape, Dan.
It's great. Stuff. And that's why this is one of the greats of all time, that you can keep playing it over and over. Another one voted on by our panel was when the ticket, this is back in 98, 1999 perhaps, when our current boss, Jeff Catlin, was the punching boy for the, or the producer, I should say, for the Hardline. Blake could be our boss someday. That's why we should be a little nicer to Blake.
But you won't.
I will. I can't control Jake, though. I can only hope to contain him. So Catman is the producer of the Hardline, and apparently they just got a dump button installed. Like, this is how long ago this was. And they're coming out of a break, and Grego will say a naughty word, and they all get excited about that.
Just keep listening to me, the fabulous sports babe, to hear all about it from the folks at Pizza Hut.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Boy, could Pizza Hut have got a better spokesman than that f***ing...
Whoa! Man! Wow! That is greatness! Let's all extol the greatness of Grego.
Let's not.
Right, yeah. Woo. Boy, those colors are kicking in now, boy.
Yes,
yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Wow.
I obviously wasn't.
Man.
You are the greatest, Grego.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Okay. Three key plays for me would be, of course, well, after Grego says the F word, which is very funny, then his what am I doing?
And that
or no, the whoa is number one.
And that
whoa!
Whoa!
Like, he just joins him.
You have to say it because he's not really sure, but he knows he's done something.
Everybody else is like, whoa! And then he's like, oh, everybody else is saying whoa? I'll say whoa, too.
Why was it so delayed?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Because he noticed, he saw everybody else was doing it. I want to do
he
it,
he saw
too.
A crowd running and thought, oh, there must be danger
everybody's
somewhere.
Everybody's looking up in the sky. I'm going to look up
but
in the sky.
But we get Corby first, then Mike, then everyone else.
The best one, though, I love the Mike.
Whoa, man!
That's so good.
All right, then of course is the what am I doing?
Grego,
let's not.
Boy, those what am I doing?
Boy, those painkillers are kicking in now.
Okay, there's one, and then of course Cat's legendary phrase.
Man,
you are the greatest, Grego.
And we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
Got it in time. Just imagine a world where the man who currently is our boss is calling someone the greatest
for
flippantly dropping an F-bomb over a promo.
We had the recording, Cat. You can't act like
and
you don't
and we dumped
love
it, too. We caught it in time.
You just can't act like that.
About a promo.
So here is, I have not listened to this again. Have you?
I have not.
Blake said this mini e-break the other day when Trey played the What Day Is It sounder. He said this belongs up there with these others, that we could break it down and listen to it over and over and over again over the years. So let's just hear this moment of confusion from earlier this week on our show. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Been a fun time today, huh, Trey?
It's been great, Dan.
I've just been having a good time today.
So much
I woke
fun.
Up thinking it's only Tuesday, but now I'm just kind of feeling like, all right, I've had a good time.
And now, Quarantine Bad Radio proudly presents What Day Is It?
See you next Tuesday.
This has been What Day Is It? Exclusively on Bad Radio.
Is that what you were asking for?
No, not really at all, but I'm not against it.
Okay. Well, we have it.
Especially, I've never seen Jake as happy as he is right now. He's
glad he's happy.
Well, seriously.
That was awesome. Okay, so let's start at the top.
You just keep doing what you're doing. What's that?
You got some audio to play?
Oh. Trey's moving you along there, Jake.
This rules.
I believe it's the Trey Show.
Oh, man.
Get a little Trey a call.
I am having fun. At the top, the return dies immediately. The Red Hot Chili Peppers cut just instantly gone.
Been a fun time today, huh, Trey?
it's been great, Dan.
Okay, so
you just directing anything at him was
kill the music. Kill the music.
Yeah.
And he says, "What? It's been great, Dan. Now, our what day is it bit typically is if we are feigning confusion as to what day it is. Perhaps it could be on a week where we have a short week. At the beginning of quarantine, we were all going through this. We do it a little bit less now. But that bit would be like if someone were saying, I woke up this morning and I thought it were Thursday, but I think it may be Wednesday because I don't
know. Now you fire it.
Yeah. It was Tuesday. Dan said.
Clearly established.
Right.
Let's hear that. I've just been having a good time today.
So much
I woke
fun.
Up thinking it's only Tuesday, but now I'm just kind of feeling like, all right, I've had a good time. And that just comes out of nowhere.
And he busts in with the bed.
The Kool-Aid man.
But at some point decides, one bed is not enough. Let's see if we can layer these.
We'll play the same bed over the other bed, but start it a little later.
What happened there?
Don't want to hear.
Okay.
Now, what happened there is there's the bed and then there's the open, and I actually hit the bed.
And the open.
And the open.
And then...
Now at the end of this...
The open has the bed in it.
There's a little delay after today is Tuesday for the bed to start back up. Then he applauds his own bit with a sounder.
Day is it.
See you next Tuesday.
This has been What Day?
Okay, so now the applause is during the bed.
Right.
During the bit.
The VO,
not
yeah.
After the bit.
This has been What Day Is It? Exclusively on Bad Radio.
All right, I like what's coming up here. Trey's answer to my question about it.
On Bad Radio.
Is that what you were asking for?
No, not really at all, but I'm not against it.
Okay. Well, we have it.
Well,
we have it.
So you know.
I don't know whose question he was actually answering there. So wait,
we're now all
just
too aware.
You know.
So we're
I
all
got
now
it all under control.
We're laughing at everything that just occurred, and Trey ends it with.
Is that what you were asking for?
No, not really at all. But I'm not against it.
Okay. Well, we have it.
Well, we have it, and.
Trey kind of is like I am in the kitchen as a cook. If you leave me with, like, the crock pot, I'm fine. Like, if I if I could just kind of throw it all in there at once, it'll come out okay. But I would never say that, you know, I'm a cook. I can make something that I throw all the ingredients in, and at the end everyone says, that tastes pretty good.
And then if you're overanalyzing this audio, which we are... Then Kempan Z, a little tiny mini Kempan Z shows up. And
I was so confused. All right, coming up next, the special guest.